When I first found out that Paul would return to the Pokemon anime, I was incredibly nervous. He's one of my favorite rivals, so the idea that the writers might tarnish his legacy had me sweating bullets. Fortunately, they put my worries to ease by giving him an incredible comeback. Even though I originally wanted him to be a competitor in the Masters 8, I couldn't be happier that the writers instead made him Ash's mentor. It's genius to have him train Ash for the Masters tournament, as he had challenged Ash on an emotional level more than any other trainer. Admittedly, it was strange to see Ash and Paul as friends. The latter debuted as a ruthless bully. Although he and Ash both wanted to be Pokemon Masters, they were different in almost every way. While Ash treated his Pokemon like friends, Paul saw his as soulless soldiers. Those he deemed weak, like Chimchar, were cast off without second thought. Paul matured after getting beaten by Cynthia and Brandon, but it wasn't until Ash beat him at the Sinnoh League that he finally softened. It was awesome to see how much Paul has matured since we last saw him. Although he's still not as nice as Ash, it was cool to see him help his rival in his time of need. Their battle didn't last long, but it was highly enthralling and immensely impactful. I love that Paul used Lance, Cynthia, and Steven's aces during the battle, as it showed that he put ample thought into Ash's training. Honestly, it was touching to see how much he cared. I'm not mad that Paul didn't use his older Pokemon, as all three pseudo-legends did justice to his rep as a brawler. Thanks to their efforts, he felt every bit as tough as when we last saw him. One of the things I enjoyed most about the battle was how Paul thanked his Pokemon even when they lost. Previously, he only did this with Electivire. Offering thanks is certainly subtle, but it's very telling in how Ash helped Paul to understand the power of friendship. I also love that it was Gengar who secured the final victory in the best of three. By having Paul lose to Gengar, the writers reinforced the notion that all Pokemon can be strong if given love, care, and proper guidance. Like its mentor Infernape, Gengar was abandoned by its original trainer for being weak. While I think it would have been cool to see Infernape battle again, I like that Gengar was used as a stand-in. That's because the victory contributed majorly to its narrative arc. Gengar never got its revenge on its first trainer, so beating Paul can be seen as defeat in a proxy. Regarding Infernape, I'm glad that the writer showed that he had forgiven Paul. Listening to Paul's orders shows that he's fully moved beyond his traumatic past. On Paul's end, offering Infernape his respect reveals that he's truly remorseful for his previous abuse. My biggest complaint about Paul's comeback is that I wish he would have come back as a frontier brain rather than as a gym leader. What would have been great about that is that it would have confirmed that he'd defeated Brandon. The other issue I have with Paul's new job is that I can't imagine him giving out badges to any trainer short of Alon or Tobias. Story-wise, I suspect that the writers made Paul a gym leader because they wanted to connect him to the rival from Red and Blue who took ownership of the Viridian Gym. It was a real treat to see how Paul has matured as a character. He showed that he's learned to respect others, show humility, and accept defeat. Beyond producing an epic battle, Paul's comeback reminded me why I first liked him. As a compelling anti-hero, he's the perfect foil to Ash's optimism. I'd love to see him return as a coach during the Masters tournament, but only time will tell if the writers intend to bring him back for anything more than a cameo. While I thought Paul's return was perfect, I'd love to hear what you think in the comments. My name's Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.